This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Ya ayyuhannasu taqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidah wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhumā رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ألم عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم ما بعد عباد الله. My dear brothers and sisters, I guess we all know by now that this Friday, this Jum'ah, is the last one in this month of Ramadan. This is right now is the conclusion of these Jum'ahs that we had in the month of Ramadan. Jum'ah is a very special day. It's a day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed, and now it's in the middle of Ramadan, and we are also coming to one very special night in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, the 27th, that potentially could be Laylatul Qadr. All of this combined is one special time, one special season. What are you going to be doing this Friday? What's your plan for it? How do you want to conclude your khayr that you've been working on this month of Ramadan? It doesn't matter how much I missed, because many people nowadays, as Ramadan comes closer and closer to end, we start auditing ourselves. And a lot of us are focusing on probably the missed opportunities. I didn't finish my khatm. I did not fulfill my promise. I did not do this, I did not do that. A lot of us start kind of working on remorse and regret to the extent that they lose golden opportunities in the last, not just days, the last hours and minutes of the month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, I would like to talk to you in this khutbah about the importance of focusing on khawatim al-a'mal, the end of your good deeds. In hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was reported in Sahih Ibn Hibban and others, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالخواتيم. That deeds will be judged by the final action. Your deeds will be judged by their final action. Although the ulama of muhaddithin, they say that this speaks specifically about end of your records altogether, which means towards our end of life, our death. But our ulama also say that it also counts towards whatever good deed they are establishing, whatever journey that you're on. It always counts towards the end. So Ramadan began, I might have been slow a little bit. I did not do what I was hoping that I would be doing in the month of Ramadan. So now the shaitan comes to you, probably all your thoughts starts coming to you saying, you know what, since you didn't do much, so why bother? Don't even try. So just keep it as is and just move on. Ramadan is going to come to an end anyway. Don't you ever listen to these thoughts. I want you to make sure that you make your every minute of Ramadan count. Every breath. From that moment on, until the end of Ramadan, I want this to count for you. And count in the best way possible, insha'Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, some of us focus again on being desperate of not doing good enough, so I'm not going to be forgiven anyway. But be careful what you're thinking about. And others, probably, perhaps, maybe start slacking. Why? Because they think that they've done enough, alhamdulillah. Oh, mashallah, I've done great this month. I exceeded my goals, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. So now I'm in the last few days of the month of Ramadan. I don't have to do much anymore. Let me just go on autopilot. Let it be as it was. Alhamdulillah, there is no need for me to increase anything or add anything more. Be careful with these thoughts, whether it's the desperate one or the over-optimistic, over-achieving one. Make sure to make every breath in these last few days of Ramadan count for you, my dear brothers and sisters. In Hadith Sahih al-Bukhari, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, قال, فوالله إن أحدكم ليعمل بعمل أهل الجنة حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل النار فيدخلها. He says, some of you will be working and doing the work of the people of Jannah. Like you look at them, mashallah, she's doing great. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Tabarakallah, may Allah subhanahu put them on a right path. Alhamdulillah. So you feel proud of themselves. You feel proud of yourself, you're proud of the people around you. But he says, قال, ثُمَّ يَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ. Then somehow they flip. There will be that moment God knows why. A crisis they go through, a trauma they had to endure, or just a moment of whatever that, you know, change of heart, subhanAllah. And Allah is the one who controls the heart. So he said, then this person flips. فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا. So the end of their records, the end of their deeds, would be something from those who will be admitted to Jahannam as a result of that. And this person ends up in Jahannam. All the good deeds they've done before, they ruined that in the last few hours, few days, a few months of their lives. And he also gave us the good news. قَالْ وَإِنَّ الرَّجُوَ لَا يَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابُ فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا. Another person will be on a path that leads to Jahannam. Like this person is going to hell. You look at them, the way they talk, the way they behave, the way they act, interact with people, they are doomed. This is it, they're done. قَالَ فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابُ. Until this person becomes so close to Jahannam, but then they switch. SubhanAllah. A switch, a bulb, a light of guidance appears in their hearts. Maybe they heard something. Maybe they saw something. Maybe they reflected on something, subhanAllah. And suddenly now there's a change of heart. And they're trying to catch up. And they go back to try their best to find their way back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this person will enter Jannah. Even though they haven't done much at the beginning. But it's the quality of the heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's focusing on and reward you for. My dear brothers and sisters, don't look back at what you've done in the month of Ramadan. If you've done well, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, I am sure that you can do better. And if you did better, alhamdulillah, than last year, I am sure that you can exceed that and do the best, inshallah azza wa jal. So don't just slacken right now saying, alhamdulillah, once this is over, khalas, it's preparing for the Eid. And we start slacking on our ibadah, our ta'ah, our istighfar, our dhikr, and so on. And if you haven't done well either, don't be desperate of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't go and start saying, you know what, Ramadan slipped away from my hand again. And start blaming yourself and self-loathing and saying, I'm a failure. You know what, I knew it. I don't deserve this. So you start beating yourself down, giving yourself no hope to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is not the way of the believer. That's not the way of the believer. Ramadan, alhamdulillah, Rabbi Amin, is still on. We still have a few more days. And this is the last Jum'ah that we have in this month of Ramadan. And even the Prophet ﷺ says that inna fil Jum'ah, on Friday, there's an hour time. Like there's a window, a time window somewhere in that day. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, ما يوافق فيها عبد. No one who in that moment will be raising their hands, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah Azza will answer their call. So you still have the opportunity. You can turn things around. Even just by the mere making dua to Allah, Ya Rabbi, help me make the rest of the Ramadan to be better than the one that I missed already. Ask Allah subhanahu wa to make the best of Ramadan yet to come for you, my dear brothers and sisters. The evidence or some of the things that we know about how the end result of our deeds could be the highlight of your akhirah. In hadith in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hajjatul Wada', when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going for Hajj, and the whole ummah was almost going with him. So as they were marching towards Mecca, a man fell off the back of his camel, and the camel kind of stepped on him, accidentally killing him. And this man was wearing ihram, and the last thing that he was saying was what? لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك. Saying to his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, in thy service, my Lord, I am coming to you in your service. So the Prophet ﷺ, when he heard the news, of course, it was a sad news for people, you know, subhanAllah, they lost a loved one. But he said, ﷺ, قال, when you prepare him for burial, he says, do not cover his head, do not cover his face, don't put perfume in him, because he is still technically in a state of ihram, and he will be resurrected on the day of judgment, continue his call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful way to be resurrected. Because when the Prophet ﷺ spoke about resurrection day, people would be worried. Everybody's wondering what happened. مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Who brought us out from our, you know, our resting moment? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring all there, and people looking around and wondering what happening. And this man will be saying, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ. Still busy on his journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because the last thing he has done was worshipping Allah azza wa jal. Brothers and sisters, a few things we can learn from this, inshallah, in this hadith that we need to focus on the end of our deeds. Number one is that you need to always, always have this self-auditing and muhasaba. Like it's always, you have to keep yourself accountable. Don't just let things slide and say, you know what, it happens, it happens, it happens. Don't rely too much on the mercy of Allah for that matter. And don't be too desperate of what you're doing. Al-muhasaba, self-accountability, take responsibility for what you do and think about your meeting with the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, if I know that I still have an opportunity, then I need to use to maximize my opportunity to be forgiven. What do I do in this case? Constant tawbah. Brothers and sisters, in the last few days and last few hours of Ramadan, continue your talking to your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala and admitting yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent to Allah azza wa jal. Think about the thing you need tawbah for. What have I done that I need to do repentance? Not just in this Ramadan, before that. Always, always coming back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah is tawwabur rahim. He's oft forgiving, most merciful. And that is a golden opportunity for me to keep coming back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other one I need to think about in these last few days is not to be, again, overconfident about what have I done. Because a lot of us will be deceived by that. Alhamdulillah, mashallah, I finished my Quran on time. I beat, the clock this year. I was able to pray all the Taraweeh, every single night. Mashallah, I did not miss Fajr this. And may Allah reward you for all these good deeds, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But don't rely too much on this, that thinking it's okay, now I can take a break. Not yet. Not yet. You need to continue doing your best, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. In addition to that, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to keep in mind that even though Ramadan is coming to an end, what does that mean? I need to use the momentum that I built in this month of Ramadan to upgrade myself to the next level. Take heed of this moment, my dear brothers and sisters. What were you able to do in Ramadan that you even surprised yourself? You surprised yourself this month of Ramadan. In one way, what did you do in this month of Ramadan that you are so proud of, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, yet you think it was an improvement into your life? Now don't lose that improvement. Build on it. Think about yourself. What is that I need to do? For example, somebody might say, Alhamdulillah, this month of Ramadan, I made very good connection with the Quran. I put it on schedule. I finished it on time. I was able to do this. I was able to do that. What is my next step with the Quran? Some of us might say, Alhamdulillah, I made actually a good connection with the house of Allah, with the masjid. I came more frequently. I built good friendship, Alhamdulillah, with new people in the community in the masjid, mashallah. I don't want to lose these connections. I don't want to lose my way back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you build on this? Alhamdulillah, I was able to be awake for every Salat al-Fajr in this month of Ramadan. That's brilliant. That's beautiful. What can I do next after the month of Ramadan? My dear brothers and sisters, take the opportunity right now in the next few days and see for yourself, what is it that I need to do after the month of Ramadan? Because this is a golden opportunity, wallahi. Al-a'malu bil-khawatim. Deeds will be judged by the seal, by the last thing that you do. And may Allah make the last thing we do in this month of Ramadan the best, Ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, الصحابة رضي الله عنهم وارضاهم والسلف الصالح رحمهم الله تعالى, when the Ramadan comes to an end, they worry about the acceptance more than anything else. More than anything else. They worry about Allah accepting it from them. And that's something we should also stay in our heart. Like, I hope that Allah will accept that from me. Like, you make everything in your power to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that at least you have that sense of relief that I've done good enough. And I hope Allah will accept that from me. Why is it so important? Because Allah says in the Quran, قال إنما يتقبل الله المؤمنون المتقين. Allah accepts only the deeds of the righteous. That's what Ali ibn Abi Talib رضي الله عنه وارضاه قال إذا علمت, if I've known that Allah accepted two rak'ah from me, that is sufficient for me. Because I know that Allah accepts only from the righteous. And if those two rak'ah were accepted, then you've been counted among the righteous, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count you all among them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, this is the time when we increase our istighfar. In every good deed that you do, it is always better that you always seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So increase the pronouncements of astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Remember this. Until the end of the month of Ramadan, you increase with your istighfar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from your Rabbil Alameen. I ask Allah to accept our Ramadan from us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Give us the ability to be among those who witness Laylatul Qadr. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the best of our deeds the last, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the best time that for in our life when we meet Him. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy on our brother and sister in Gaza, Ya Allah. We ask Allah to end this month of Ramadan for them with goodness, Ya Rabbil Alameen. With peace and tranquility in their life, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah for the protection, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Ibad Allah, inna Allah malaikata salluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallimu barik ala nabiyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallimu taslima kathira. Wa aqim as-salah.